A crew member called in sick around midnight. A captain took a vacation but still wound up on the schedule. These run-of-the-mill staffing glitches resulted in 4 canceled ferry runs on Monday, stranding hundreds of passengers. Most ferries used to have an additional crew member on board who could fill in, but due to budget cuts and new requirements from the Coast Guard, just about every boat now carries the bare minimum. David Mosley heads up the state ferry system.
Until we can figure out how to provide for some additional flexibility, we can't sail unless we have the proper staff on board.
The Ferry Workers Union says it's proposed several ways to address last-minute shortages. They include staffing a limited graveyard shift or paying people a partial wage to be on call. So far, the ferry system hasn't taken them up on it, citing costs.
They do cost money, but what do you lose when a vessel doesn't sail?
Jay Ubelhardt is a business agent for the Inland Boatmen's Union.
I mean, a standby system isn't as expensive as a person on full time, but when a boat doesn't sail, there's a lot of ancillary costs.
After more than 60 staffing-related cancellations in 2012, there were none this year until just last week. That was followed by the 4 on Monday. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.